True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I don't know if you realize this, but we're at war with Iran right now. We're not fighting directly with them yet. We're annihilating the Houthis, their proxy army. But the level at which we're fighting them, it's war. We're at war with Iran. Low-key. Not nuclear. You can be at war with somebody without exchanging nukes, and we are. Astonishing number in the times of Israel. 1,000 strikes on Yemen, on the Houthis, by us. We're doing some of these in partnership with Israel. Some of these are, surprisingly, and this really was surprising me, done in partnership with the UK. The headline was, if you want to read the article yourself, Israel-U.S. carry out joint counterstrike on Houthis in Yemen following Ben-Gurion airport hit. A lot of people asking this morning, Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of them, why can't Israel just go do this on their own? Why are we striking back for Israel? Why is Trump doing this? Why is this peace president the only one in modern times under who there, no wars were started? Why is he hitting Iran? He seems to want war with Iran. And folks, I don't understand why anybody's asking the question. I'm so confused. Let me let you look at it through his eyes for a minute, okay? This clip is from last fall. Donald Trump, and he's right.
There have been 2 assassination attempts on my life that we know of, and they may or may not involve, but possibly do, Iran. In the first case in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI has been unable to open the 3 potentially foreign-based apps. And in the second case, the assassin had 6 cell phones in his car, yet the FBI has likewise been unable to penetrate their guard. Who was calling?
They've penetrated ever since. Yeah, they have. And they won't say. Just tells you everything you need to know. It's either Ukraine or Iran that sent him. By the way, there's a 3rd assassin now. He's got Ukrainian connections. The 17-year-old kid who killed his parents had a Ukrainian handler. Interesting. Interesting. Never forget, we have 2 assassins right now in custody, awaiting trial. One came the second year of the Biden administration. He had hired Mexican hitman to kill Trump and his cabinet for Iran. These are acts of war. In case you have any doubts about where Iran is on this, I would point you to the Ayatollah's Twitter feed, where he very proudly announced he intended to kill Trump and his entire cabinet, put a fatwa on him. So there's no doubt here. There's no confusion here as to what side people are on. When you go after the president of the United States of America, and again, that was an older clip. We've since cracked those phones. Trump signed an executive order demanding the FBI give him this information. They have not. Now, Should you need another source on this, I'm not a fan of this guy. In fact, he's Trump's arch enemy, Christopher Wray. He is the former head of the FBI. What does he have to say?
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil. And along those lines,
So what Trump has to walk back now is an Iran he did not have in his last term. One that became a virtual ally. I would almost go so far as saying ally of the Biden administration, as the Biden administration unleashed billions of dollars on them, $300 billion total, either in direct drawdowns from frozen accounts. It was about $18 billion that they gave him that way. And then lifting all the sanctions so the oil would flow again. They immediately took the money, turned around, and put it into what? The Houthis. What did the Houthis do? Well, they started killing us. Two Navy SEALs gone. Blocking our shipping routes from both. They were hitting our military vessels and our cargo vessels. That's war. They're doing it for Iran. You don't get to do that. They've hit us. We didn't hit them. And they tried to kill our president. At least we know two times. We know for sure two times. Crooks may have been number three. It's indisputable. We're getting ready to try one of the two guys. These are acts of war. So when Trump says over and over, I will nuke you, this is where we are with Iran. Understand, this is not a great strange. And are these people walking around, MTG, Tucker Carlson, we're already at war with Iran. They started it. You don't get to do that. They didn't just threaten Trump, put a fatwa on Trump, and try to kill Bolton and Pompeo. Dude, I don't like Bolton, man. I can't stand that little weenie. You try to kill him, I will wreck you as president. You do not touch a hair on the head of an American. And Democrats had begun to let them think they could. That has to be erased. Here's Kayleigh McEnany from just a replay of Greatest Hits on how the Democrats built up the Houthis, built up Iran. Folks, you know that big strike that Trump did? Do you know what he hit? The Houthi headquarters. Biden had never hit the headquarters. He let it stand. He let the big terror training camp that they have and the headquarters stand. The one from which they're hitting our ships. Two Navy SEALs dead. Fell into the sea. Interdicting Iranian tech. Going over to the Houthis. High tech. Best stuff. You don't get to do that. Because you know what? You let them do that. 2 seconds later, they're going to be activating their cells on our soil and people are going to die. Trump understands this. They've already tried to kill him. Here's Kayleigh McEnany. Remember this? Laying this out on Fox News last year.
They're bringing the $6 billion to light. Yes, we're talking about it. And then there's the $60 billion, as John Radcliffe told me yesterday, $60 billion in unenforced sanctions that have freed up Iran to sell oil. Mm-hmm. If I'm President Biden, I'm not only in front of a camera today, I'm announcing new sanctions on Iran. I am there talking tough and saying, you enabled this in no uncertain terms. And we haven't heard that from him yet. I know he's being...
And then finally, this is a former National Security Council member for the Middle East, Robert Greenberg.
And the worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've given $1.7 billion, the Biden-Harris administration, to the Taliban since the disastrous withdrawal in 21. We've given $7.9 billion to Iraq, whose militias on the government payroll have attacked U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria almost without stop on Iran's behalf. And we just approved $6 billion in U.S. cash going from accounts in Qatar to the Islamic Republic, who's responsible for all this and supports both Hezbollah and Hamas.
So they have unleashed the hounds of hell. Our enemies have merged with the Democrats, and they are at war with us across all of these. So we have to pull this back. Trump wasn't dealing with this last time. Here's Cheryl Cassoni. I'm just taking you down the greatest hits path to see how we got here.
President Biden approving a sanctions waiver which granted Iran access to more than $10 billion. It was signed just 6 weeks after an Iran-backed drone strike killed three American soldiers in Jordan. Of course, Iran now attacking our ally Israel for the first time in history. It's not the first time, though, according to the Fox News Brain Room, that we've seen this money become somewhat flush for Iran. They've been given access to at least $16 billion in total worth of funding since president.
That's what Trump's pulling back. He's saying to Iran, this ain't the Democrats anymore. We're not your friend. You don't get to kill me.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, remember what, and this is why Iran has been 1,000 strikes by our military on the Houthis. 1,000, that's a war. That's a war with Iran. They're Iranian proxy troops. Remember this, folks. This is why Iran has to be hit this way. Because the Democrats taught them a week after we caught the second Iranian assassin, who, by the way, was fleeing the country the weekend of Butler. Weird, right? A week after we caught him, Biden welcomed the president of Iran to New York. Did not do what I'd do as president. I'd arrest his rear end. Yeah, why don't you come to the UN? Why don't you come to the UN meeting? Yeah, no, you're fine. You're good. You get one toe on the soil, man. I am arresting you so fast. You are going to be in a clink. You're not leaving. You tried to kill our president. We're done here. But the Democrats are traitors. So he not only brings him here, welcomes him, rolls out the red carpet, and then provides him the Secret Service protection Trump only wishes he had. Iran gets it. We want Trump dead. Democrats want Trump dead. It could work out. This is the notion Trump is disabusing of them of, and there is only one way to do it, and it is to pound them and their surrogates into the ground and turn it to glass. And Trump is. There's no other way forward, folks. They get any more emboldened, they're going to be hitting us on American soil. So if you're wondering why Trump is hitting them with this level of ferocity, there you go. Oh, and there's this. Did you see this in the Financial Times? Reported that a Chinese satellite technology company with links to the Communist Party military is actively assisting the Houthi rebels in Yemen with their repeated attacks on U.S. warships. U.S. government insiders allege Changguang satellite technology has been supplying the Iranian-backed Houthis with imagery to directly aid in assaults on U.S. military ships stationed in the Red Sea. Okay, always worth a reminder here, there are no non-Chinese Communist Party companies in China. You are not allowed to start a company, to lead a company in China, unless you are a member in good standing of the Chinese Communist Party. And the vast majority of people will never be allowed to be a member of the Communist Party, no matter how brilliant they are. It's about 1,000 families. So you got to understand something. When you're talking about Chinese satellite technology company connected to the CCP, and with connections to the Chinese military, that's the Chinese Communist Party. There is no other way you can operate there. There are no independent companies. A lot of Americans don't understand that. And so when you have them doing that, think about this, targeting of U.S. warships stationed in the Red Sea for the Houthis. What are the Houthis doing in the Red Sea? Well, the reason so many of our warships are in the Red Sea is to protect our commercial ships, which are being targeted by the Houthis. They're being fired upon, as well as other ships moving back and forth from Europe, from the UK. They're all going through that same channel. Do
Do you remember the chat that leaked? J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth, and they're going back and forth and debating, hey, we're going to have to go ahead and wreck the Houthis. Yeah, I guess we got to do it. And saying, wow, I really hope we extract something from Europe for this. But ultimately they decide they got to do it, even though they're protecting European freight too. A lot of it's ours as well. It's stuff we ship to Europe. And the reason that we're having to do it, they're saying, is because nobody else has the full capability. And yet China is assisting the Iran-backed Houthis. Think about that. So when I start at the beginning of this podcast, I said to you, we're at war with Iran. I mean, a thousand strikes on the Houthis, that's at war. We're at war with Iran. But do you know what this means? We're low-key at war with China, too. That's what all of this is about. And that's why it is a big, big deal.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.